We have 8 new dining options on the Taste Bill of Fare this year. With 2 restaurants, It's Just Crepes and Mahogany's, we actually have, for the first time ever, food trucks. We have 5 food trucks that will be joining us. And then we have an organization called Les Chefs de Cuisine. They are the professional organization for chefs in Cincinnati. They're the local affiliate of the American Culinary Federation. And they're going to be doing various demonstrations, and they're also going to be selling food as well. They'll be doing demonstrations like ice carvings and liquid nitrogen ice cream, and they will be serving treats such as Kahlua chocolate truffles and espresso white chocolate cotton candy, which I'm really looking forward to trying. Their professional team is participating in the World Culinary Olympics in Germany later this year, and they're doing it as a fundraiser.
Now, I understand that for those who are being very careful about what they eat for medical reasons and so forth, there will be something for them also.
Yes. We have a new feature this year. We are partnering with Go Vibrant, the local nonprofit, and we will have signage at each food booth that indicates foods that meets the American Heart Association's health standards. So there are about 20 Go Vibrant menu items that are available at Taste of Cincinnati, and that includes things such as a black bean burrito, a Hungarian cucumber salad, a filet mignon sandwich, and even a beef brisket sandwich. And actually, it's about 2,500 steps to do a walk around the entire event, and it's just about a mile to go to and from and take a lap around Taste of Cincinnati. So you'll be working off a little bit of calories as well.
Will there be the usual music and entertainment?
Yes, we have a variety of music this year. We have some local original acts that are kind of on the cusp. We have the Buffalo Killers, whose second album was produced by a member of the Black Keys, and they've opened for the Black Crows. We have 500 Miles to Memphis, who's a very popular band. Their current CD was produced by a person named Erwin Musper, and he's worked with Van Halen and Def Leppard and David Bowie and Mick Jagger. And we also have a local band called the Minor Leagues. Of course, we'll have a number of cover bands that are always crowd pleasers. And we're bringing comedy back this year. This is the 3rd year we've had comedy. It's at the Government Square stage. The headliner is Jeff Tate, who recently appeared on The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson.
The entire circumference, the area of Taste of Cincinnati downtown, what are the streets that are going to be closed for the event?
Starting at 6 p.m. on Friday, 5th Street will shut down between Broadway and Race. Race will remain open throughout the event this year. And then all one-way streets going into 5th Street will shut down at the same time, and they will open up again at about 4 a.m. Tuesday morning.
Will the Fountain Square garage be open?
It will, and actually that's a great tip that I like to tell people. Sometimes people assume or that it might be closed or forget that it might that it's open, but it's a great place to park. You can park in the Fountain Square lot and come right up, and you're right in the center of the action.
This Memorial Day weekend's Taste of Cincinnati is expected to attract about 500,000 people. And now there are Taste of Cincinnati apps available for iPhones and Androids. I'm Steve Hirschberg.